Okay, let's dive straight into something truly unsettling today.
I'm ready.
We're looking at a set of audio tapes. They were discovered during renovations at the old Hollow Creek Sanatorium.
That's right, back in 1971. And they found these tapes labeled simply Shift.
Just shift. And on them is the voice of a woman. She identifies herself as Clara.
Clara. And her story, right from the start, it just pulls you into this really macabre world.
Also, what does she say?
Well, she claims it's her eighth consecutive night shift, 8 nights straight.
Okay, intense.
And her duty, her sole duty, she says, is caring for the dead, the deceased patients.
Caring for the dead, not the living.
No, specifically the dead. Imagine that being your job description.
It's bizarre, and it gets stranger, right? The details she gives.
Oh, definitely. Almost ritualistic. She talks about placing patient ID bracelets, but only after they've died.
After, why would you do that?
Exactly. And finding that the beds, they're already cold when a body arrives.
Like no residual warmth, nothing.
Apparently not. And maybe the strangest part, administering sedatives.
Sedatives.
To who?
To the bodies. Bodies with no heartbeat, no pulse.
That makes absolutely no sense. Why sedate someone who's already passed?
That's the unsettling core of it. For her, this is routine. It suggests this whole system, I guess, operating under rules we just don't understand.
A completely different logic for death itself within that place.
Precisely. It's not just bad practice, it feels like something fundamentally other.
And there was something else about eye contact.
Yeah, that detail really sticks with you, doesn't it? She mentions learning to avoid direct eye contact with the deceased.
Why? Out of respect or something else?
It feels like more than respect, almost like a precaution, or maybe her own unsettling feeling that they're somehow aware.
Okay, that's creepy. It sounds less like procedure, more like a coping mechanism.
Or survival mechanism,
Huh.
yeah,
Yeah.
to deal with this environment that just defies explanation.
And she notes something else, right? About their mouths.
That some of the bodies still move their lips silently.
Move their lips like they're trying to speak.
Moving. She doesn't say why. Is it just muscle twitches in the dim light or?
Oh, you wonder.
Okay, so this is already deeply disturbing, but then the final tape, something changes.
Yeah, the final tape takes a really dark turn. Her voice shifts. You can hear the distress. She's crying at points.
What's she saying?
She talks about trying to leave, trying to
Yeah.
just walk away and forget this whole nightmare shift.
She can't.
No. Failed attempts. And she describes this recurring thing, waking up, always at exactly 3:33 a.m.
3:33 a.m., that specific time. Why?
Well, it's often called the witching hour, or a time when the veil is thin, right?
Right.
For her, it feels like a reset button.
Pulling her back.
Back into the shift, like she's trapped in a
It
loop.
certainly sounds that way, like she's caught, unable to escape the cycle.
And what's her conclusion? What does she finally say?
It's devastating. She says, I think I died on my first shift. They just forgot to tell me.
Wow, just
Well,
died on her first shift.
that's her realization. Or maybe, the only way she can rationalize this impossible situation she's in.
So she thinks she's dead, working among the dead.
That seems to be where her mind goes on that last recording.
But then there's the other piece of evidence, isn't there? The records.
Right. This is where it gets even stranger, if that's possible. There are no official employment records. No Clara ever worked at Hollow Creek Sanatorium, according to the files.
Not at all.
Zero. Yet, her signature. It appears on multiple postmortem patient files from that era.
Wait, her signature is on official documents, documenting deaths.
Documenting the very state she seems to inhabit. Someone who officially doesn't exist is signing off on the dead.
How is that even possible? It's a complete paradox.
It is, and that's the core mystery we're diving into. How do we reconcile these tapes, this voice, with the utter lack of official existence and that signature?
So what are the possibilities here? I mean, the most obvious one jumps out.
A ghost, yeah. Is Clara a ghost stuck somehow, maybe reliving her own death or her final shift over and over?
That would explain the loop, the 3:33 a.m. thing, maybe even the lack of records if she died suddenly, perhaps tragically.
Or was she a victim, someone who met a terrible end within Hollow Creek, perhaps covered up, and now she's trapped in this cycle tied to the place itself?
Or is it something else, something that sort of blurs those lines?
Exactly. Between caregiver and corpse. Given her duties, her final realization, has she somehow become one of them, yet still performing this care?
What would care even mean in that context if she's dead and they're dead?
That's the deeply unsettling question. Are the rituals for them or for her a way to maintain routine in an unreal state?
The sedatives, for instance. utterly pointless in our reality.
But maybe not in hers. Maybe within whatever twisted logic governs Hollow Creek at night, those actions have some meaning, some purpose we can't grasp.
It forces you to think about her state of mind. Does she know? Before that final tape, is she aware?
Your routines suggest a certain acceptance, maybe, or denial. But that final tape, the distress, the conclusion, that sounds like a horrifying dawning awareness.
The realization hitting her. I think I died.
Yeah. The failed attempts to leave, the awakening, it paints a picture of struggle, of perhaps moments of clarity fighting against this relentless cycle until she finally confronts it.
That cyclical nature is just so potent. The eighth night, the 3.33 a.m., it screams, trapped.
Trapped in time, or maybe outside of time altogether, endlessly repeating this spectral shift.
If she is in some kind of perpetual state,
mm-hmm.
What is she now? Is she like a guide for the newly deceased there, still a caretaker?
Or just a soul caught in a playback loop, performing these tasks without real meaning, forever. Each possibility is chilling.
And those signatures.
Mm-hmm.
They're the anchor, aren't they?
Mm.
The spooky physical proof that connects her story to the sanatorium's history.
It's tangible evidence of something. Someone who shouldn't exist interacting with the recorded reality of the place.
It's like she exists in the margins, doesn't she? Between the official records and these haunted audio diaries.
Perfectly put. In that liminal space.
So we're left with this image. A nurse, Clara, with no history, tending the dead.
In the decaying halls of Hollow Creek, performing these bizarre rituals, the cold beds, the post-mortem bracelets, the sedatives for the lifeless.
The silent lip movements.
All painting this picture where the line between life and death just seems to have completely dissolved.
Was she a ghost? A forgotten victim?
Yeah.
Something else entirely?
Each theory just adds another layer of unease, really. The ghost reliving trauma, the victim trapped, or this being intertwined with the very fabric of death in that place.
And that relentless 3.33 a.m. awakening. Like a clock striking midnight for Cinderella, but instead of escape, it just pulls her back again.
Back to the routine, back to the shift.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests a complete lack of control, a path she can't deviate from. Time itself is part of the haunting.
Those rituals, they feel like echoes, don't they? Echoes of real nursing care, but twisted, hollowed out in her reality.
Like muscle memory, almost. Actions stripped of their meaning, but performed with this chilling consistency. It makes you question habit itself.
And the lips.
Yeah.
The silent movement. That's still the most haunting visual for me. Yeah. What could that mean?
Was it just biology? Or was it, as you said, an attempt at communication? Maybe reflecting Clara's own inability to speak her truth to a world that doesn't see her.
Or maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe they were trying to say something.
It's possible. We're deep into speculation there, but given the context, who knows?
So in the end, we had these fragments. Tapes, a voice, a signature where there shouldn't be one.
And a profound sense of unease. A glimpse into a reality that just doesn't fit our understanding. Clara's story lingers, doesn't it? Makes you think about those boundaries.
It really does. And it leaves you with this final lingering thought. Consider this. Is it possible that even now, Clara is still there?
Still making her rounds in the silence of Hollow Creek.
Forever bound to that spectral shift, night after night.